That will keep resentment at bay so that you don't get jealous and resentful of other people passing you by, but also it will make you focused on achieving the goal rather than on the resentment that piles up and builds up when you are not doing anything about it. Hello, and welcome to the Innovative Mindset Podcast. I'm your host, Isolde Trachtenberg. On the show, I interview peak performing world changers in the creative, social impact, and vegan spaces. If you like what you hear on this episode, you're going to want to check out the bonus mini episode that you can access if you DM me at IsoldeT on Instagram and you let me know you want it. You'll get access to bonus episodes, new art, my latest writing, and other fun benefits. And now, let's get to the show. Hello, and welcome to the Innovative Mindset Podcast. I'm your host, Isolde Trachtenberg. Thank you so much for being here. What a great day I'm having. Oh, my stars. So a few days ago, I talked about the fact that in my meditation practice, I'm setting these intentions. Today, I'm going to talk about the fourth realization that I had in this very powerful meditation I did. It's all about action. The fact that if you don't take action on the things that you're thinking about, it can lead to resentment, it can lead to lies, it can lead to envy, all sorts of things. So here is today's episode on goals. Goals without action lead to resentment. That was the realization I had. And I want to talk about the fact that goals without action lead to resentment is something that feels universal to me, right? We have these ideas in our minds, right? And if we don't act on them, we can get envious of the people who do, right? You see other people and you get kind of wistful. Oh, they're doing this thing that I really wanted to do, but I didn't do it. And instead of being wistful, if you take even a small step, you no longer have time to be wistful. Why? Because immediately your energy starts going towards this productive, creative thing instead of sitting and being wistful or envious that you haven't done it. That's crucial. It's something that we can all get behind, right? That if you take action on something, all of the negative stuff immediately starts dissipating. It starts just sort of dissolving out of your mind, out of your body, out of your spirit. So that's the way I'm looking at goals without action leading to resentment, right? Why do we resent others or even ourselves when we have goals and we aren't doing anything about them? Well, because you've set this ideal for yourself. I'm going to make X. I'm going to do X. I'm going to achieve X, whatever X is. And that's amazing, right? You're like, yes. And you get very excited, very motivated, but then you don't do anything about it. And what happens then? What happens if you don't do anything about this thing that you said you wanted to do? That's when you start resenting. Oh, doggone it. I could have done that. Isn't that a sentence you've said? I've said it. I could have done that, or worse, I should have done that, because on top of being resentful, now you're feeling guilty. That's what should does to you. It makes you feel guilty for not having done or said the thing that you wanted to do or say. So there's this resentment that builds up that other people have what you wanted, or other people are doing the things that you wanted to do, or other people are acting on the ideas you had, but you never did anything about. That's key and crucial to this whole realization, right? That you have this idea, this goal that you want to achieve, but then you never do anything to achieve it. Oh, what a terrible feeling, especially when you see someone else had a very similar or even the same idea and they went ahead and did it. So when that happened to me was in the early 90s, I had this idea, right? The idea, I was working at the National Geographic Society and I would constantly go out and get a salad and bring it back to my desk. And I was tired of having to go out and order a salad and then bring it back. I would have loved to be able to just order a salad of some sort and then have it delivered to me. And so I had this idea for a salad ordering place called Lettuce For You, and like lettuce, but lettuce for you. And you would have been able to call in and get various salads like they have at Sweetgreen or various other places now, where or Chopped or wherever, that you can go and you can order yourself a salad with whatever makings you want, and then they then you can deliver it, right? That was the whole point of Lettuce For You, was that you would be able to go, hey, I'd like a Greek salad with all the fixins, and they would just deliver for you a Greek salad with all the fixins. And that's all they would do, is different kinds of salads. It wasn't going to be like a get nachos place. It was just salad, because I knew so many people who were getting salads, but it was hard to do all of that stuff all at the same time. So you wanted to be able to order. I wanted it to be just a salad thing. It would go, it would be super simple. And I had no idea how to do it, right? I wasn't an entrepreneur in that way. I didn't know who to talk to. I didn't know who to get permissions from, or all the various and sundry permits you'd need. So I never did anything about it. Fast forward a few years, Grubhub and all of these other food delivery places come out, Chopped and Sweetgreen and all of these other salad places come out. And now you can just order your Sweetgreen salad from Grubhub. Grubhub will deliver it for you, all off you go. So the idea sort of went a slightly different way than what I had envisioned, but people are out there doing it. And yeah, I could easily resent the fact that this happened. I could be like, oh no, but I can't really, right? Because I didn't act on the idea. I had the idea back in the 90s, but I can't act on my resentment if I had any, because, I didn't do anything about it, right? So when you start resenting someone else for blowing by you, if you haven't acted, then what you're doing to yourself is you're sort of heaping a bunch of guilt and a bunch of anger on top of what is already a pretty vulnerable state, right? When you have goals, when you decide to achieve something greater than what you're doing now, that's a vulnerable place. And I don't think we honor that enough. We need to honor that in ourselves. When you set a goal to achieve something, you're also stating that you're going to work on it, and that you're going to dig deep, and you're going to find within yourself the part of you that is ready, willing, and able to try, to strive, to attempt, to do. That's big. Think about that. When you set a goal for yourself, you are saying that you are going to try and strive for something that's never been done before, certainly not by you. Somebody else might have done it if you decide to run a marathon. Lots of other people have run marathons, but you never have. And that's crucial, right? It's something you've never done before, so now you're trying to achieve it. That's a big deal. And you have to honor that. And you also, to forestall resentment, have to act on it. Now, I'm not saying you have to go out and run a marathon tomorrow. Certainly, I never will run a marathon. I don't want to run a marathon, but okay, let's keep going with the marathon idea. Even if you don't run a marathon tomorrow or next year, one of the things that you need to do in order to sort of stave off resentment is to do something to prepare for or to make progress on that goal. Now, that might mean, hey, I'm going to walk from my house to the end of the block today. That's a great thing. Tomorrow, maybe I'll walk from my house around the block. That's another great thing. The day after that, I might run from my house to the end of the block. And it's not days. I mean, it could be weeks. It depends on you and the state you're in, the shape you're in. But these are all things that you can do for yourself. Like, I currently am doing a half an hour yoga practice every day, for example. And my goal is to get to an hour a day. That is my goal. And I'm at like 33 minutes a day. I hadn't done yoga for a while, and I had to drop back down to about 17 minutes a day, but slowly I'm building it up, right? I'm now at 33 minutes and I'm working my way towards an hour. And the key for me as far as doing things and making progress is that every day I am required to at least step on my yoga mat. That is the deal I made with myself. Every day I make a little progress towards my goal. And sometimes that is just, I've had a really busy day, or I have a really busy day, and I have to just step on the yoga mat and step right off. But at least I made the attempt. That is so important, right? It's crucial that we do that, because it tells your mind, it tells your brain, and it tells your body that you mean it. Huge realization. Because if you don't, if you make the goal, if you set the goal and you don't do anything about it, then you're going to resent yourself for having let yourself down. But then you're also going to resent the people in your life or the people you see who are doing it, right? I'm going to yoga at Bryant Park here in New York City every Wednesday this year. And let me just tell you, we in last week's, my best friend was visiting, and she and I went to yoga in Bryant Park together. And the woman directly in front of us was this brilliant yogini. She was so graceful and so strong. And she was right in front of us. So everything we did, you could see what she was doing. And there was a part of me that was going, you're not as far along as she is. Now, let me just tell you, that kind of, that wistfulness, even I wasn't resenting her, but it definitely felt a twinge. I had to remind myself, she is where she is. I am where I am. And as long as I am making progress towards my goal of doing an hour of yoga a day, that is what matters. My goal isn't to be the type of yoga practitioner she is. That's not the goal. But, you know, it's human nature to feel just a little jealous or just a little envious or whatever. But I can't resent her for doing what she's doing. She made the decision. We talked to her. She made the decision that 10 years ago she was going to be doing yoga every single day. And this has been her progress. And she has done it. She's doing it. And she's doing it beautifully. For me, I have not made that promise to myself until recently. So I'm at a different place, right? And I've said this to my coaching clients before. Being mad at yourself for not having gotten somewhere is like being angry that you are 60 miles into a 100-mile trip, but you're mad at yourself because you haven't gotten there yet. It's illogical, right? It's illogical to be angry with yourself for something you haven't done, but you have to be on mile 60, or you have to be on mile 2, or you have to be the first step. That's something you do have to do. If you set yourself a goal, so, and you don't want to resent either yourself for not doing it or other people for sort of whizzing by you because they're following their goals. If you don't want to build resentment, and I hope that you don't, then you have to do something about it. You have to act on that goal at least a little bit. I would say every day. If you can do it every day, that would be ideal. But if you can't, if you can do it once a week, that's fine too. Consistency is queen here. Right? Consistency. So if you can make consistent progress, even it's once every 2 days or once every day or once every hour or once every week, whatever it is for you, that will keep resentment at bay so that you don't get jealous and resentful of other people passing you by. But also it will make you focused on achieving the goal rather than on the resentment that piles up and builds up when you are not doing anything about it. Be aware that that's an important facet of this entire thing. Alrighty, I hope that you've enjoyed today's episode of the Innovative Mindset Podcast. I'm your host, Isolde Trachtenberg. Super excited to talk about this stuff. It's important on the innovation front. It's important on the creativity front. And I'm thrilled. I'm thrilled that you are on this journey with me. Thank you so much for listening. If you are in New York City or you're planning on being in New York City on Mondays, starting towards the end of this month, which is June, I am going to have a really fun project and I want to invite you to be part of it if you'd like. I'm going to be hosting an open mic night at Plant Bar in Nomad in Manhattan. And Plant Bar is in Manhattan, not the one in Brooklyn, but it's in Manhattan, 1204 Broadway. And there will be an open mic night. So stand-up comedy, music, poetry, spoken word, whatever it is. If you want to participate, that would be great. You're going to be able to sign up. If you want to be an audience member, that would be great too. I would love it. Additionally, If you're following me on Facebook, if you're not, please do. I'd love to get a hold of you and find out who you are too. If you're following me on Facebook or Instagram, I'm doing the cover reveal for my next book very soon, and I'm super excited about that. It's called Die by the Sword. It's the first book in my Cassie Belmont Tarot Reader Mystery Series, and the cover is gorgeous, if I say so myself. So there is that. And one last thing, if you want to work with me on coaching or consult on how to set goals and achieve them so that you can win your day and win your life, I'm going to put a discovery call button in the show notes so that you can, if you want to book a discovery call, we can chat and see if I might be able to help you with your goals, your dreams, your ideas. I would love to do that. You'd be able to book a discovery call with me, complimentary, because I love you. Until next time, I remind you, as always, to be bold, be creative, and most of all, be kind. Thank you so much for joining me today. I really appreciate you being here. Please subscribe to the podcast if you're new, and it would mean the world to me if you told a friend about it.
Today's episode was produced by Isolde Trachtenberg and is copyright 2022. As always, please remember this is for educational and entertainment purposes only. Past performance does not guarantee future results, although we can always hope. Until next time, remember to be bold, be creative, and most of all, be kind. Thank you.